Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is Andrew Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. I cannot complain. As the days, as the weeks go, just life. We're lifing with life. And adulting with adults. Okay, I'm gonna stop right there. So, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. If it's your first time, welcome. I appreciate you taking the time out to check out this podcast. And if it's, I don't know, if it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 months, and you've been listening to this podcast, thank you so much. Please do consider making a donation. Head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOMOTO and buy me a coffee or two or three. Otherwise, let's do this thing. Today, we're taking it to Malawi. So, buckle up.
The latest African album review is...
C Scripture is an underground rapper from Malawi, and the man's got a fair bit of a catalog. He's about three albums and a mixtape deep into this whole thing. So, I'm actually reviewing his third studio album, which was released in 2020. It's called Third Letter, and it has 16 songs with a 51-minute, 33-second runtime and 14 features. So let's get into it. Going into this album, I can't say I had something specific in mind in terms of expectations. I was just like, let's do it and see how it goes. The introduction, which is actually the name of the track, it's called The Introduction. It opens everything all up, and it's a 1 minute and some change of serious rhymes to showcase what C Scripture is all about. The second track, Magnanimity, picked it up perfectly, and besides the dope flow, I found myself appreciating the technical mastering of the execution around it. The vocals were crisp, man. They were so crisp. There was that vocal sheen, Yana. Ay, bruh. Made me listen with a smile on my face. I like that there are songs such as Confident featuring Hopesun and Leslie that are perfect for the modern day trap lover. Great R&B style vocals, thumping bouncy beat, and a ladies jam of sorts. This balances expectations and covers more bases with that radio friendly hit kind of vibe. You need songs like this to widen the palette and get more listeners. There's your boom bap type strong potential singles such as Appreciate with Luzio, which did really well off of this album in terms of streams, so I think it's a favorite of many. C Scripture sounds like somebody that took to hip hop from a very young age and he kept with it. This influences his sound a lot. Like if you listen to him without knowing where he's from, on some songs you'd be like, oh, this guy is probably from the States. and you kind of get that sort of feeling in his music sometimes. It was fantastic to hear him go full on English raps, and that's cool because I can understand that, but he also mixes it up with what I assume is Chichewa, and that's perfect. It gives him a really unique position and personality in terms of the sound that he's got. I haven't heard anyone from Malawi that sounds like he does, so you know, credit to him for that. From the flow perspective, I found C Scripture's overall flow to be easily palatable to my ears as a non-hip-hop head, but one that maybe used to be. He can switch it up interestingly though. For the most part, I think his flow kind of stays consistent, but the energy on Havoc, for example, was something else. His cadence, you can just feel it through the songs. Great cadence, and he can carry different beats, and a confident, self-assured flow as well. So kudos to him for that. From the technical side, if we're talking fit for purpose sonics, mixing and eventual mastering, I gotta say, I felt like this is one of the best Malawian projects I've ever heard in that regard, and I would put it as a maybe even top three. It's that good. And that's any genre. The standard is right up there. I recommend the third letter for the hip hop heads that are into conscious hip hop. Mostly, this is that kind of project, and C Scripture is that kind of homie. He's done exceptionally well, and to be honest, I don't know why he isn't bigger than he is across the continent at the very least. I mean, also as an underground rapper, well, you are underground after all. There's many MCs he's likely to give sleepless nights because C Scripture is simply that good. But I also think there's opportunities for him to collab outside Malawi and could make bangers with anybody from anywhere, really. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is M. Jiromoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.